Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Voices of Integrity Beauty. My name is Roberta Michelle Sycon, and I'm the founder of Motivation for You, and it's the vision of Integrity Beauty Women of Excellence. Integrity Beauty Women of Excellence is a unique Christian ministry for women that includes pageantry, motivational speaking, and advocacy. Our program utilizes members' life experiences to enhance the lives of others and increase the participants' self-confidence and passion for Christ. Integrity Beauty is not a beauty pageant. It is a Christian leadership ministry that uses the crown and the sash as a tool to empower women to know that they are daughters of the King. The crown and the sash is used as a trademark of Miss Helen Albert, our visionary, which also represents that though we may be broken in God's sight, we are His princesses. I would like to introduce to you our 2015 Integrity Beauty Women of Ambition, Aretha Cowden. Today, Aretha will be discussing being a successful businesswoman. Hi, Aretha. How are you today?
Good morning. Good morning. I am fabulous and hope that you're doing the same there in Ohio.
Yes, ma'am. I'm just fighting the snow and the cold, but I'm fabulous as well. I love it when you say that, Miss Aretha.
Well, fabulous. So it's snowing here in Kansas as well. So we're getting all of the white stuff together, and we appreciate snow because that's just part of, you know, God's blessing upon His people.
Amen. It's so good to hear your voice, Miss Aretha.
Well, it's good to hear yours, and, you know, I'm just so delighted to be on Blog Talk this morning and talking about being a successful businesswoman. I chose that topic for today because, you know, being women, we need to know that we can be successful, and not only successful, but we can be successful business women. And, you know, that's a double plus. So that I'm excited because women can be more than one thing, you know. So I'm just excited to be talking about, you know, being a successful business woman this morning with you and all the listeners this morning.
Yes, ma'am. So how do you feel we should get started on this topic?
Well, I think we just need to just go ahead and dive on in there and just start from the beginning because in every plan, you got to have, you know, some structure and you got to have a plan, you know, a written plan of how you're going to do things because we are more successful when we commit to things. And if we commit to things, we are writing them on paper, not just dreaming them while we're taking a nap or, you know, doing our overnight sleeping. So first, you know, first thing you have to read about successful women, you know, is find a topic that you're interested in and see and research if there is a book written by that person or about that person so that you can get, you know, a better understanding on how to go about being a successful woman. Because if we can read about someone that's successful and being a woman, that will empower us to go ahead and fulfill our dreams and ambitions to be, you know, successful women. Like you are a successful woman, Miss Roberta. And so, you know, we need to make sure that we read everything that you're doing because you are a successful woman in your own right. And so you'll be one of the women that I would be researching. And I continue to follow you because you are a successful woman in my eyes. And so you'll be, you know, someone that I would continually to follow after. Because you want a good blueprint when you start any adventure. You don't want to start off, you know, on the wrong foot because then you have to start all over again. And nobody wants that.
Yes, and then ma'am, after, and thank you for the compliment.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome because that's true. You know, you want to follow behind someone who has a good pattern and success because why would you follow behind someone who has no success pattern? You know, you don't want to do that. So you want to set yourself up for success. And then you need to research the woman, you know, in your field. So, like, for instance, if you want to, you know, be a doctor, you want to, you know, continue to research that woman in that field to see how, you know, things are going along. Like you want to research what school that woman in your field went to, you want a, you know, want an internship. If they had, you know, the internship that they did, you want to see if you can get the same internship position where they went. And you want to figure out what these women did right. You know, you want to see how they got to be to where they are. So you want to just make sure that you follow the women and see what they did right. And then you want to use that knowledge to work out a career plan of your own. So you need to, you know, see what they've done and then make it your own. Another thing that you want to do is you want to consider a field that fewer women are in. And, you know, historically, you know, women have been unrepresented in fields such as, you know, science, engineering, technology, mathematics, and computer science. By pursuing a career in one of these fields and areas, a woman may benefit from the certain incentives. Designed to encourage more women to enter these fields, such as scholarship programs and grants. So you might want to be looking into something that women are not so, you know, there are not a lot of women in, because that right there would turn a light bulb on for me and to say, you know, wow, there's not a lot of women in this field like engineering. So I'm really good at math and problem solving, and, you know, I should direct my attentions to that, and you can find, you know, different scholarships because you are a minority, and, you know, you can really fail in that that field. Then you need to consider, you know, after that, then you need to determine how you're going to balance work and family, because a lot of us women, we always take care of other people before we take care of ourselves. And so we're not really used to, you know, balancing school, being, you know, doing things for ourselves. But you do it so well, Ms. Roberta. You balance school, family, your parents, and other things. You know, you have this program, Integrity Beauty, Women of Excellence, and you are balancing those things. And that is something that's so important, because as women, we are all over the place. We take care of parents. We take care of home. We take care of school. We take care of kids. We take care of errands. But do we really take care of ourselves? Do we ever take, you know, put ourselves first? And sometimes we don't. So that's another step that we need to make, that we touch on, is that we need to know how to balance out work and family. And the best way to ensure a balance between work and family is to find a company that will offer a combination of parent-friendly politics, such as paid maternity leave, because, you know, some women, they might start their career in the earlier stages when, you know, they're working on building a family. And a company that sponsored child care, because that's another thing, child care is expensive. So if you can find a company that has that employed into their employee handbook, you know, that will be great. And a flexible schedule so that you can do family health care benefits and parenting leave. So, you know, that's another thing that we, you know, women need to make sure that they're looking into when they are starting a career and trying to start family, you know, at the same time. And then you want to look at overall pay equality. You want to make sure that you're getting paid the same as, you know, old Blow Joe down the, you know, down the next hallway. You know, if you're doing the same type of work, you want to get the same type of pay, you know, but in my mind, I want to get more pay. But you want to make sure that, you know, the pay is equal. You don't want to just grab a job and just have a job, because anyone can get a job, but it takes a real strong person, man or woman, to have a career. So you want to make sure you do your homework. You want to, you know, you want to be a success, but you don't want to be settling. You know, that's a, you know, settling is just a word that just means you're just getting by, and nobody just wants to get by. And then you want to be confident You know, confidence is everything because confidence starts your day off. I mean, like you've heard me say this so many times. When I start my day off, I wake up and I say, I am beauty. And I walk through my house and I just be so happy because you start your day off in confidence and happy and excited, then you will walk in that confidence. So when you go in as a successful woman looking for the career of your choice and you done already went to school and graduated and you're ready to hit the ground running, you need to go into these interviews with confidence. You need to have, you know, self-doubt is natural, but, you know, don't let it overwhelm you. And remember that you are where you are because you are good at what you do. Because if you wasn't good at what you do, you wouldn't have graduated. This wouldn't have been, you know, a career choice and path for you. So you need to be confident, not cocky, but you need to walk with your head up when you go into these interviews. And once you land that job, you need to make sure you walk into your job, into your office with confidence. Let the people notice you. Because you're not just another pretty face, you know, in your office. You are a woman of success, and you need to show that. And you need to be assertive. You know, just because we're women doesn't mean we can just be walked over and, you know, and we're this mild manner all the time. But you need to convey assertiveness through both your speech and your actions. You know, you need to have confidence in your decisions and don't second guess yourself. You need to speak authoritatively in a clear, confident manner, and people will have no reason to doubt your decisions. So to be a successful woman, you need to be assertive, not rude. But you need to get your point across, and they need to believe it. Whoever you're talking to, if you're talking to your boss and giving your boss a presentation, you know, with hundreds of other colleagues and people in the room, you need to speak with assertiveness. You got your slideshow all together. You need to be speaking like you own this, and that's what you have to have. Even though you may not understand what you're talking about, you need to make them believe that you do. And so that means you need to do your homework for your presentation or whatever. If you're trying to get a promotion, you need to research it. What does this new job entail? You know, so that when you go to your boss, you can speak with intelligence and he knows that you want this position. And another thing, you need to handle criticism well. You know, you can't be, you know, so easy to be crumpled. You know, you have to, you know, understand that you're not going to do everything correctly. And the capacity to handle criticism and grow from it is very important aspect of success. You know, and there is a big difference between constructive criticism and this being destructive criticism. And you need to learn how to recognize and handle each of them. Because destructive criticism is a comment or, you know, an accusation designed to hurt your self-esteem. And we don't want that. We don't want somebody to come at you and start yelling at you about what you've done. You know, we need someone who comes to you and constructively, you know, say what you've done wrong, but you know, make it sound better, you know, as a good, you know, intention behind it, you know, is determined to help you to improve, and it should be viewed as positive. You know, they should pick out the good things that you've done in your presentation, not pick out all the bad stuff and make you look like your presentation sucked from the beginning to the ending. And, you know, that's not true. So they need to say, well, you started off real strong. We love the way you were, you know, showing your slides and you kept up with your slides and everything was great. I mean, your power suit was on point and you was looking like you were, you know, all into it. But then at the end, you know, you started getting a little not so together. but, you know, you still kept going through it. And that's something that's better than tearing someone down and not even letting them know that they did anything good. So, you know, with that, you just need all women, you know, you could be a success story if you just do your homework and just keep on your journey of success. You know, I just want to, you know, in my blog talk this morning, you know, with just some powerful words. And your powerful words are, I can do it. Why not me? Those are two words, those are two statements that you should always say to yourself. Why not me? I can do it. Because you need to pump yourself up. So you need to find words or statements that empower you, because words are powerful. They not only cut you, but they can heal you. And so we need to be careful of the words that we say to each other, not only in our personal life, but in our business life as well. So we don't want to never tear someone down. We want to build them up. You know, yeah, Roberta, you might have not have done your 100% at this, you know, this presentation, but it was so good. You know, it wasn't, you know, an A+, but it was good. So you always have to find the good in everything when you are giving criticism and when you are trying to help someone out. Point out their strong suits and just help them build on that. And, you know, I just like to say, you know, we all are successful. We just have to know that we are. And you just have to believe that you are. You know, and another thing, you know, be organized. That will help you in your success. You know, you have to be organized. You can't be all over the place, you know, papers here, there, and everywhere. Because if you have, like, an organized desk, your workplace, your work is organized. But if you got paper here and there and everywhere, you don't know where your files are, then, you know, that might spill over into your personal life. Is your personal life a clutter mess? So we want to make sure that we stay organized even in our personal life. You need to know where things are because that goes towards your success. And with that being said, I'd like to say thank you so much for listening to Blog Talk this morning on my topic of being a successful businesswoman. But you can take these ideas and adjust them and apply them to your personal life as well. So thank you so much for listening to my blog talk this morning. I appreciate it so very much.
Ms. Larissa, that was very powerful, and I really enjoyed listening to that. And everything you said, you're absolutely correct on, you know, about if you have to get your personal life in order besides, you know, your business life, because it all intermingles each other. And you're absolutely correct. And the biggest thing to do is, you know, just to try to do one thing at a time. And we live in a very busy world, and things change so quickly. And, you know, you just have to be prepared for everything the best you can. And, Ms. Larissa, I really thank you for your time today. I thank you for your powerful message, and I thank you for being a part of Integrity Beauty. You're an awesome ambassador, and you're so diligent, and I appreciate everything that you do to be a part of this organization. And you are an awesome woman of integrity, and I thank you for your diligence.
Well, thank you again, Ms. Roberta, for allowing me to be a part of your program, because you are someone that is a successful person to me. And you need to surround yourself with people of success if you want to be successful. So you're one of the women that I choose to not only be around in professional life, but I like for you to, you know, I love that you are in my personal life as well. Because you are a success, and, you know, as women, we need to be surrounded by that, and we need to embrace one another and see where we are. You know, as women, we are sisters, you know, we are mothers, you know, and you know, we just need to come together. And if we come together with all our knowledge and success, we would be so powerful. Our force, our women's force, would be on the front line, you know, and that's what I wish for all the women that are in Integrity Beauty and other programs as well, that we need to start being, you know, one power force instead of, you know, one or two doing things. We need to find success and help all women see their potential. And you do that with Integrity Beauty, and I'm just so honored to be a part of your program.
Thank you, and the honor is all mine. I'm just very thankful for you, and I love you, Aretha, and may God bless you in everything that you do.
Well, I love you, too, and the same goes for you.
And I will say, I pray that you have a fabulous day.
That's right. Be fabulous, Miss Roberta, because you know you are.
I love it when you say that. Thank you, Aretha. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome.
We'd like to thank you for taking the time to listen to Aretha Cowden. And if you have a topic you'd like Aretha to speak on, please feel free to leave comments. You're welcome to follow us on Blog Talk Radio. Join us at Twitter at Motivation for You. You can email Aretha at acowden@msintegritybeauty.com. Or please join us on our mission to heal hearts and inspire lives at www.msintegritybeauty.com. If you have a message, Integrity Beauty has the mission. And until next time, be a world changer.